Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Move! Bitch, get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch, get out the way.
I said move. Bitch, get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch, get out the way.
Whoa!
Oh no, the fight's out.
Oh, oh.
I'm about to punch your lights out.
Oh, oh.
Get the fuck back, guard your grill. There's something wrong, we can't stay still. I've been drinking and busting too.
Busting too.
And I've been thinking I'm busting you.
Busting you.
Upside your motherfucking forehead. Upside your motherfucking forehead. And if your friends jump in,
oh girl,
there'll be more dead. Causing confusion, disturbing the peace. It's not an illusion, we run in the streets. So bye bye to all you groupies and gold diggers. Is there a bumper on your ass?
No nigga,
I'm doing 100 on the highway. So if you do the speed, get the fuck out of my way. I'm DUI, hardly ever caught sober. And you about to get ran the fuck over. Move,
bitch, get out the way.
Get out the way.
I wanna get the guitar out. Play blues to it.
Yeah.
It hurts so much when I laugh.
Bitch,
get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. I said move, bitch. Get out the way, get out the way, bitch, get out the way.
God damn, man. That's these AI fucking versions, these 50s versions of these AI tunes, man. They're getting out of control now, man. That's Move Bitch by Ludacris, done in a fucking, oh my God, it's crazy.
1973 on it, but that was fucking banging. I don't get how it does, like, it's not, how does it do the voice?
Bruv, like, because I've been trying to work this out. If it's, like, because in AI, you use prompts, you know what I mean? So I assume you put the lyrics in, you say this and this and that. But I want to know how detailed the prompts are. Is it, like, really, like, detailing the voice? Is the guy sculpting the voice somehow, working on the tune, making it a good tune? Or is he literally just typing in, make it sound cool? And then it just does it by itself. I really want to fucking understand this, man, because that is really the soul in the voice. That's what we were talking about when we talk about
the
AI
soul
music.
In the voice. But sometimes I was going like, and I was like, no, I'm not putting a face for no AI. Yeah.
He hasn't felt no pain. It's not even a he, it's a computer, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's weird. Wait,
but the move bitch thing, you got to bring it up. We're on Zoom, aren't we? Go to YouTube,
Yeah.
And get the, you know, Weird Science.
Weird Science.
Do you remember the film Weird Science?
Oh yeah, of course.
But Weird Science bar, you know, bar. See, there
oh,
it is.
The
there
bar
it is.
Scene. Yeah. I remember
when
this.
He starts saying bitch and shit like that. He's so good in this.
I remember.
He should have got. This is the greatest scene in cinema history.
All right, check
like,
it out.
Nails it beyond belief, and he's like, looks like such a fucking little dickhead now. And then when he goes to the switch. And he's there with his cigar. Oh, my God.
Just to break it down, it's a movie from the 80s called Weird Science where two kids build their perfect woman and then they go on this adventure with this sexy lady who they built from the computer.
1985, this movie, bro.
I guess AI, like he made this woman out of AI. I get, you know what I mean? Like the 80s.
Made the woman out of AI, but he did the voice on point, bro.
So now this
like,
is...
That bitch with the big bitch, did you fuck that bitch? I'd stop calling that bitch. It's so good.
They're in a bar and he's surrounded by all these old black men and he's putting on his little... black man accent.
No, at the beginning he's not. Look.
Okay. Listening to this blues music reminds me of my own trials and tribulations as a young guy, and you know, my folks, they really, really dump on me. They really do.
I say, you guys get along with your parents? I guess you guys moved out by now, though, huh?
Drink.
What's this, sir?
Drink it.
Drink it.
I haven't seen this film in a long time.
So
that's
good.
Very sweet thought of both of you gentlemen, but I really don't drink. Until
obviously
now.
Obviously, when he drinks it, then it changes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you guys in the emergency room, huh?
Hello, pretty lady. Tell me something. What's a beautiful bride like you doing with a malacca like this, huh?
Malacca.
It's purely
sexual. I guess
sexual.
She's into malaccas, Dino.
No shit.
She's into malaccas, Dino.
She's into malaccas. Do you believe that? You can say that again.
Okay, now. This is the Oscar performance.
He does sing it.
Fast man. Let me tell you my story, man. Last year, I was insane for this crazy little eighth grade bitch.
Okay. Crazy, insane?
Insane?
Crazy? I was nuts for the woman, man. Now you gotta believe me. I'm saying, I'm telling the truth here. I'm speaking to you. I mean, I was nuts for the girl. And what did it to me was these big titties she had. For a 13-year-old girl, man. She wouldn't have to worry about no titties for the rest of her life, boy. You know, she was set and she was looking good, son.
That's the truth, baby.
I called every night for like a month. I mean, I'm talking devotion, man.
Every damn night?
Every night, Mitch. I ain't playing with
you. On the telephone?
That was like Eddie Murphy.
What this boy talking about on the telephone, man?
Explain it
what
to
the hell? Goddamn, we know there's a telephone, boy. What the hell thing I doing?
But he hung up on her.
Oh, you didn't hang up on her. The chick with those big, big titties.
Man, you hung up on the bitch. Man, you know, now here's the camper. You know what the bitch did to me?
Lay it on.
Check this shit out. Listen to what she did to me.
She kneed you in the nuts and called him faggot in front of everybody.
No. She did what?
Bitch kneed your nuts?
Bitch kneed my nuts, bitch. I'm not playing with you either, man.
In the family jewel?
In the family jewel, man.
Worst pain there is.
Broke my heart in two.
You broke more than your heart.
Yeah, you know what I did, baby.
You can forget that other one. You got this fine jewel sitting right over your back.
Days. That's it, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Baby, that's the... Hopefully we don't get flagged on YouTube for that. Hopefully not. We should be
1985. Right. Surely fucking not.
No, yeah, surely. We'll see.
But when he looks at him and he's like, yeah, that's what I'm saying, sir. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking yeah. Hell, he does it so good.
He's really good. That
I hung up on the bitch.
Did I tell you my Malacca story?
No.
When I went to Greece, I'll tell it really quickly. I was in Greece for the first time, went to Rhodos Island, yeah, Rhodes Island. First night, got absolutely obliterated. I'm drinking, getting absolutely fucked. I'm with my mate, Chris. Shout out, Chris. I'm like 18, and I'm learning, like, you know, people call, you know, Malacca. And I'm like, listen, I'm like, what's Malacca mean? And they're like, oh, it means wanker, yeah, in Greek. And I'm like, oh, right, okay. And then, so anyway, I'm drinking. And then I fall asleep on the beach. Yeah, passed out. My mate Chris left me there, whatever. I'm there with a bottle of whiskey, just like passed out.
Whiskey, not like Pernod or Ouzo, whatever it's called.
I don't know. Actually, I don't even know what I was drinking. I'm pretty sure it was whiskey. Anyway, and then next thing I know, I get woken up by some Greek dude, yeah? He's like kicking me like that, yeah? Not kicking me hard, but like waking me up with his foot, yeah? Because I'm on the floor, spread out like that. And he's like, hey, Malacca, oh, la, la, Malacca. Like, all I could understand was Malacca, yeah? And I'm like, this dude's calling me a wanker, man. And so, like, and I'm still half drunk, so I get up. I'm like, who are you calling a wanker? You can't, yeah? You calling Malacca? And he was like, no, brother, no, man. It's like, you just explain. Like, I'm calling, you know, you're going to burn up in the sun, man. The sun's up, man. You're going to get burnt to a crisp. And I was like, oh, right, okay. And I went back to the hotel.
Malacca.
I almost beat a guy up for calling me Malacca, goddammit. But yeah, fucking no, those AI tunes, man, they're getting too fucking good right now. I want to learn how they do it. If it's just simply just a prompt and then that comes out, it's crazy, man. Like
that bot had soul.
I mean, that bot had some fucking soul, son.
Soul.
It's insane.
Soul, bro.
All right, we got loads to fucking get through, man. Fucking, oh, man. So many people gone to prison, man, or going to prison. P. Diddy lost the case. Tim Westwood has been charged on some things. Drake, actually, he's tried to sue the record company that Kendrick Lamar's on for calling him a pedo. Yeah. He lost that case now, but it's been dropped. So
that's it. Proof that he's a fucking pedo.
Yeah, or something, man. It just didn't. Yeah, I don't know all the details about that. But let's
He's got the whitest child. His child's birthday was the other day.
Oh yeah.
I'm just like, the kid's like fucking blue eyes, almost
light skin. But he's got an afro though. If I remember, his kid's got a little
blonde afro.
A Jufro. Yeah, yeah. Because Drake is half Jewish, I think.
Is he?
Yeah. Pretty sure he's half Jewish, man.
His mum's white, isn't it? That's all I know about old Drakey Poos.
Yeah, I had some videos.
So what? Okay. What's happening to your best mate, Tim Westwood?
No. Let's start with Peter Didlington. Yeah, Peter Didlington. There's this lady I've been following on Instagram, Lauren the Lawyer. She's been in the courtroom the whole time. I've been listening to her. She's my basically information about what happened. She was there at the fucking hearing when he got charged, sentencing. Diddy's
so
sentencing.
He's been sentenced. Let's have a look. I don't know what the sentence is.
It's about a 2-minute long video. Let's just listen to Lauren the Lawyer.
So y'all, this was a very long hearing. The hearing lasted 6 hours before we even got to the sentencing because Diddy's lawyer was up there, you know, singing his praises. Diddy's lawyer got up there and called this man a civil rights leader, a philanthropist, talked about the charter schools that he opened up for the youth. Diddy loved the kids. He said that Diddy's actions were a result of a drug addiction and he should not be criminalized for having an addiction. He does not need prison. He needs rehab. So Diddy's lawyer is up there talking about how he has plans to turn his life around and become a motivational speaker. So then it was the prosecutor's turn and they said, I know Diddy would love for us to believe that he is a changed man, but the real Diddy is the person who he is when he doesn't think anybody is watching. And we know exactly who that person is, no matter how hard he would like us to forget. Y'all, then the unbelievable happened. Diddy got up there to the witness stand and started talking for the first time since this whole thing happened. And I was just like, I don't blame you. I would be up there begging for my life too, but y'all, he looked like he's aged 100 years. Whole head gray, big old beard gray, Santa Claus in the making. So y'all, then Diddy takes the stand and he get the crying. And I'm talking about the cry where your shoulders start to jump up and down, that kind. So he's talking about all of his regret and how much he hate himself.
No way.
And then he look over at his mama. My mama. I failed you as a son. He then begins to apologize to Cassie and Jane Doe and all domestic violence victims out there. He then blames his devious actions on an uncontrolled drug addiction and says that he's lost everything, his life, his businesses, his career, his chance to raise his youngest child. He then says, I know the prosecutors want you to make an example out of me, but let the example be how a person can change if given a second chance. He then promises to never put his hands on another human being in his life and that he takes full accountability of his actions. And that he doesn't care about the money and the fame. He just wants to be back with his family. So after Diddy finishes his speech, I guess the judge's stomach was growling because he was like, we're going to take a little break and then we're going to come back. It was 6 hours into the hearing. I'm hungry just listening. So we get back from break and the judge starts talking and he says by federal law, he is required to consider all history and characteristics of the convicted person when sentencing them. And I know at that point, Diddy's stomach must have touched his back because we know his history and characteristics are not pretty. So the judge starts off by saying, Mr. Combs, I am aware of all your humanitarian work, what you've done for your community and the youth, and that should be respected and recognized and remembered. And you have a very bright side to your legacy, but onto your dark side. The judge said, the fact is you're an abuser, physically and sexually, and you used your money and your power to do it. He talked about remembering the testimony, remembering the exhibits and the evidence. He talked about how Cassie is currently still dealing with an opiate addiction that he started her on. He said, I remember the lacerations. I saw when you bust Cassie's head open to the white meat, the cuts, the bruises, how you had to have a doctor on call to constantly tend to Cassie's wounds. And you would, out of doubt, would still be up there carrying on this way had you not been caught.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge was like, you know how I know that's true? Because even after the video became public of you beating Cassie up at the hotel, you were still beating on Jane Doe. So the judge basically was like, so let's get down to business. 50 months is your sentence. That's a little over 4 years. I believe he's already served 13 months. So subtract the 13 from the 50 and you have to serve 85% of your time when you're in federal prison. So somebody do the math when he getting out. Do you think the judge got it right based upon the crime he was convicted of?
I mean, that's it really. Yeah, that's the breakdown of what went down in the courtroom. So he got like 4 years basically. He was up there begging for his life, but then the judge was like, yeah, fair enough, all that. But literally when the video of him beating Cassie, you know that you've seen the video, yeah? We showed it here on the pod.
In the hotel.
Yeah, he was still beating on the Jane Doe, the other unnamed woman, you know what I mean? When that video came out. So they're like, if you weren't caught, you'd still be doing it right now, brother. You know what I mean? So...
Didn't he bumfuck Usher and Justin Timberlake?
Nah, that's not
Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber's little child bumhole.
There was this other guy, a producer.
Dirty man. There was next a producer. To his own mum as well. Fucking dirty man.
The Diddy parties and all that, apparently all that was above board or something. Well, at least they didn't have evidence of him doing anything.
Yeah. 8,700 bottles of baby oil. in your house. What are you doing? And you're inviting kids round and getting them to get permission from their fucking parents. Mate.
Yeah, but you're conflating two things, bruv, man. The Usher thing, he was an artist on his label. You know what I mean?
And Justin Bieber. He went round to his mum and dad's house and said, let him come round. Dude was like below 17.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But regardless of if you're a nonce or not, would you ever do that?
Well, no.
Go to someone's house and let your 16-year-old son come around. Dude was a fucking wrong'un.
Bro, you say that, but then if you got a kid who wants to get it into the music industry or the movie industry or whatever.
Yeah, you say, cool, I'm going with you. Bro, you're still a parent.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
That's the thing. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, it's like that fucking Michael Jackson doc. I didn't even watch all of it, but you hear some of the stories. They're like, the parents were like, yeah, take my kid to Michael Jackson. He just lived with them for like a couple of days. And they'd be like, what are you doing, man? It's nuts.
I just didn't want to get so upset.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest, it's terrible. Don't watch it. It's depressing and it's
make you never listen to MJ.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
I remember where I was when like someone showed me Michael Jackson Bad.
Mm.
And I remember who it was. Do you remember Robert Fraser Nellist?
Yeah, of course.
Do you know that guy?
Yeah, I remember the name. I don't know the guy, but I remember the name.
He fucking showed me Michael Jackson Bad.
Oh, right. Now, I was obsessed with it. My sister was into it. I've got an older sister. And when I was a kid, man, that album was everything, man. Thriller, the Thriller video, the Bad video, incredible shit. But yeah.
Damn. Happens, and what's that woman about? How can she?
Mm.
Is she a lawyer?
Yeah, she's a lawyer. Yeah. Lauren.
But she just comes out of court and talks about the case immediately. I suppose it's finished now.
Yeah.
But you can't know how that works.
You can talk about it. You can talk about what's
not if
happened.
You're part of the court case.
No, she's not working for anybody. She's just there watching and observing.
She's just got herself in.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now.
Yeah.
It's a weird old state of affairs, the old US of A at the moment.
It's mad place.
Fucking weird state. You see, he's sending in troops to like Chicago.
We're watching in real time an authoritarian government just become normalized, basically. And like, you know, people just making jokes about it like it's funny. It's really not funny, man. It's really, I mean, there's aspects to it that are hypocritical and can be made funny, but it's really fucking scary, to be honest, man. And it's coming here, bruv. And as a person coming from an immigrant family, that shit's scary.
You nearly said, as a black man.
As a black man. No, the black people, it's not even black. There's Mexicans in America that are under threat. And they literally
not solo Mexicanos, pero Colombianos, Puerto Ricans, like
South
everyone,
Americans,
bruv.
But they literally passed a law where they can nab people up by the language they speak and what they look like. Like they can literally, they've legalized racial profiling in America now. Just because you don't speak English, they can deport you, man, or at least put you in a fucking cell for a couple of days. You know what I mean? It's nuts what they're getting away with. And you see the ICE agents, they're all masked up. They're not fucking trained. If you see some of these videos, they're pulling out guns. They're fucking running up, smashing windows of cars. Like this is not protocol, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like these people.
There is no protocol with the police in America. They don't get training. I think they get like 6 weeks. Do you know that?
Yeah, but the police, at least the police have a little bit of training. Yeah, they're not trained enough, not even nearly enough. Even here in this country, they're not trained. They should be trained to the fucking.
No, in this country, they're trained beyond belief.
They are trained.
Armed police.
Yeah, for sure. In America, they definitely don't train them enough, but fucking hell, these ICE agents aren't trained at all. They're literally given a badge, a mask, and gun, go out. You've got to you got to catch 30 fucking immigrants by next week. They have like, you know, limits. They
quotas.
Have quotas. And then, and like, and this is the scary part, because here in England, with all this Farage and reform thing, I hear so much people going, I don't mind immigrants. Immigrants are cool. It's the illegal ones I care about.
Mm.
And I go, okay, fine. Yeah. But then look at America, how this all started. When Trump was on his campaign, he was like, the rapists, the drug dealers, we just want the illegal ones out, the criminals. That's how they fucking got into power. And now they're snitching, they're snatching people from out the courtroom. They're literally trying to legally do the process, and they're waiting for them outside the courtroom and nabbing them and deporting them. You know what I mean? And they're going up to their people, the farmers, and just nabbing all their workers. These are people working, like, you know, they're not criminals, man. Okay, they might not have come in the country perfectly legal way or whatever, but they're not criminals. They're just snatching them up, man, because they got to reach a quota. It's scary, man. And
no, I know people who were born in the States who are like holding their passport in their back pocket.
Yeah.
They're fully American citizens.
Yeah.
But their mum and dad aren't.
Exactly.
And fucking shitting their pants.
It's scary, man. And I swear it's not been proven, because it's so difficult to prove, but you know the Proud Boys, all the January Sixers who got let off, you know, Trump pardoned them all. Apparently they're all the fucking ICE agents, basically. Like, you know, those types of dudes, like racist motherfuckers. So it's
mental. Know, ICE agents get like a private healthcare and like quite a big fat wage.
$50,000 bonus. Yeah, if they catch enough people, it's nuts. They get paid more than teachers, more than normal police. It's nuts, bruv. It's insane what they're doing. And it's just scary to see it happen. And,
anyway,
and it's coming
death
here.
To America.
But it's coming here. That's what I'm scared of. That energy, that whole energy, that's reform energy, man. And people here, I'm having discussions with people, intelligent people going, well, you know, if they came legally, then it's not about legally or illegal. Oh, man, it's just scary. And what's even more scary, you put forward that this is a bit dodgy, this is a bit fucked, and then people go, oh, you're a liberal, oh, you liberal, like as if that's a cuss, for one, and two, that like that's like a some
that comes
of,
from America is that definitely a, comes from America.
It's like labeling a whole, even, but also the other way, calling people far right who aren't far right. You know what I mean? Like, just because you want to talk about immigration doesn't make you far right. You can always have that conversation, but just trying to label they're lefties, they're far right Nazis. These terms are getting flung around willy-nilly. They don't mean shit. They've lost all meaning now, man. People, please don't fucking fall into this fucking trap of like us against them and this binary fucking thing. Like, you're right and I'm left. And it's all bullshit, man. This is just wrong. You know what I mean? There's wrong and right, man. Not left and right.
None of them care about you.
None of them give a fuck about you.
No politician cares about you.
And
not a single one.
And the immigrants aren't the cause of your problems. If we got rid of all the illegal immigrants, you're still going to have to high rent pay, and you're going to be paying for the water supply. You see, the water bills now have all gone up because they're all greedy fucks, not because of immigrants, man. Anyway, let me get off my fucking pedestal. Yeah. Let's get into Timmy Savile, man. This motherfucking Timmy Savile.
Timmy fucking Savile.
I got another
little
clip from BBC, 30 seconds long. They just break down what happened.
And
so wait.
Just tell us a little more.
Sorry.
Just so we can find out what the actual charges are, and then
what the Crown Prosecution have actually said in the last few minutes.
Yes, right. So, Matthew, as you say, Tim Westwood, 68-year-old, used to be a DJ on One Extra for many, many years. He has now been charged with 9 counts of indecent assault, 2
9.
Counts of sexual assault, 4 counts of rape. Now, these relate to non-recent offences, between 1983 and 2016 involving 7 women. So they're not recent. And he's going to appear at Westminster Magistrates Court on the 11th of November. We can tell you what the CPS say. They say that they've decided to prosecute Tim Westwood for a series of serious offences. Our prosecutors have established that there is sufficient evidence to bring the case to trial and that it is in the public interest to pursue criminal proceedings.
So yeah,
damn, that's what, 15 cases, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so it was like, what was it, nine sexual assault,
two and four.
Yes, exactly. But the four rapes are the bad bits, you know what I mean? That those are the real serious. I mean, obviously it's all bad, but those are the ones that are going to get him put away for a long time if he gets done. And they all happened a long time ago, pre 2016.
Yeah, like when he was at the height of his fame.
And I think
girls come into the studio, and he's like, "You know, you want to suck it."
He's promising them. He's promising them work in the BBC or a music career. And I think all the ladies involved are like 17, 18, like, you know, like from 17 to like early 20s. Like, so he was getting, you know, going for the youngins, man. Terrible. And but this news, it's not new news. This has all been around for a while. People have been talking.
Yeah, the girls came out and said it, didn't they?
I know Rodney P was chatting a lot about it back in the day, but then he got caught up in some fucking shit, which I don't know much about, but I remember hearing something about that. But I didn't think it amounted to anything in the end with Rodders. But anyway, he was calling out Rodders. Timmy. And I know even Ty was calling him out as well before he passed away. A few heads were, yeah, making noise about it. I mean, Tim Westwood, man, what can you fucking say about the dude? We all listened to his show back in the day. We all heard it.
Yeah, but we had to.
We didn't have a choice. Yeah, he was like, this was a time when there was like literally maybe in the whole week you'd get 4 hours of hip hop radio. There was a Kiss FM with what's his name, Shorty Blitz, and that, and MK, and then there was Tim Westwood on Radio 1. It was literally, that was it back in the late 90s, early 2000s. You didn't have a choice. So we all heard it, but yeah, fucking hell, man. He abused his power, man. The same old story, man. Like, how many times we got to hear this? It's crazy.
Fuck, I nearly went on Westwood.
That would have been so sick if we
could make a clip. He was the judge. He was the judge at something.
Is it? Yeah, probably. What, like jump off? Maybe jump off at some point.
Yeah, I think I met him.
Is it? I told you when I met him, I told you, I didn't meet him, but I was watching, it was at the Scala, and it was Big Daddy Kane and J-Rude the Damager was playing. And I was walking through the crowd like this, yeah, like, because there was, it was a packed house. This was like early 2000s. So this was in the middle of him molesting girls, yeah? And I'm like walking through the crowd and I bump into someone in a big leather jacket. He's a tall fucker, by the way.
Yeah, and it's like an Avarex jacket.
He was probably, yeah, Avarex team.
But like then that, he was already like 50.
Yeah, and I looked at him. I was like, oh, shit. And I pointed at his face. I was like, oh, it's you. It's you, like that. And he was like, yeah, man. Yeah, man. Like, he did that to me. And I was like, you know what? Fuck you, like that. And I bopped away from him. Because even at that point.
Yeah, man.
Because I have to let people know who weren't aware of Tim Westwood back in the day when he was. Because I know a lot of youngins. Because Tim was always good at being on the cutting edge. Like, he jumped on the grime bandwagon. He was like, you know, he was always in the forefront of things, man. But a lot of reasons why people hated him back in the day was because he only played American stuff. Like, he was basically the Funkmaster Flex of England, yeah, and he only played American. Maybe 5% of his show he'd maybe play a bit of UK stuff, so a lot of people were mad at him about that. But then when the grime stuff came around, he was all about the UK because he could make money off
yeah
it.
Yeah.
And I look, it would be unfair to take away his passion for hip-hop. He obviously is passionate about hip-hop, he loves it, you know what I mean? But he's a dirty fucking cunt as well. So
what used to upset me, you know, when American like rappers, like big rappers, used to say, you know, I go over to the UK and I fuck with Westwood, and you're like, that's the one that they're seeing. That's the person that's they're seeing who's like representing us.
He was more palatable to Americans, man, because he spoke in American accent, yo, big dog, and he basically used the Funkmaster Flex template and just brought it here. You had the big bombs, yo, the big dog, like, that's all from Funkmaster Flex. Yeah. Listen to some old Funkmaster Flex when he was on Hot 97.
So basically, he's going to jail now.
Well, the court case is on November, so they'll do the trial, and then we'll find out. We will keep you up to date, people, about the Timmy Savile.
Basically, he needs... Timmy Savile. He needs that Radio 1 money for the lawyer, man.
Oh, mate. Yeah.
Fuck me.
He's blatantly well off. You know, he lives not too far. Like, he lives down in Hammersmith ways, man, if I remember correctly.
No.
Yeah. He lives down near where Thor lives, man. Thor's pointed his house out to me a couple times. Thor's been around there. He knows him. Not very well, but he's ran in circles with him and stuff back in the day, like here and there, once or twice, in no meaningful way. Don't just put it that way.
My God, Tim Westwood, personal appointments at company's house. Shall I have a look at it?
What's that? What is that?
Company's house is where all of... This might be him, October 1957.
What's
Justice
Company's
Entertainment
House?
Limited. Company's House is the government's
register
of all companies that get registered.
Now, Justice was his record label. It had the Uzi, the picture of an Uzi.
Yeah, and it says Occupation, disc jockey.
The first London Posse EP came out on that Justice label. My mate has an original copy of it, man. I think it goes for quite a bit of money now. But he did his thing, man. Like, it's just a shame that...
Well, that company is now dissolved.
Yeah, that dissolved a long time ago, I think, man. But yo,
Tim Westwood.
Yeah, fuck Tim Westwood, man. Bun that guy.
Jesus yeah. Christ. When you type it in, it says Tim Westwood accent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember he did fucking Pimp My Ride, the British version.
Mm.
It was so terrible, man. Mm. Oh, my God,
damn,
that guy.
He's going to get fucked. How old is he? 62?
Something like that, yeah.
Imagine going to jail for something you did like 30 years ago.
The thing is,
fucking at 62 years old.
But that's the thing. I reckon it's going to... They say, like they said in that report, that they have enough evidence to convict him. But, man, it's so difficult. Like, it's so difficult in general to get evidence for sexual assault and stuff like that, because it usually just boils down to his word against her word.
Mm.
Usually, you know? But so I think, you know, who knows?
But all it takes is for, like, Sheila from Accounts at Radio 1 to go, yeah, no, one time I walked in and it was really weird atmosphere, and he's fucking hell, Sheila, man.
I think one of them is from someone who worked at the BBC as well, a young lady. I think that's one of the people who...
No, I meant, like, witnesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sheila from Accounts is the witness. He walked in with the tees one day.
Mm.
And Tim Westwood was like, oh, Sheila, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You literally caught him red-handed. You know what else? Well, with the P. Diddy thing, once the P. Diddy thing kicked off, everyone was like, just like every interview P. Diddy did, every little minute thing that could come across as creepy or fucked up, like came to the surface, you know?
Yeah.
And think now with old Timmy, there's going to be so much. Like, he was pretty lecherous dude, I guess. And he said some outlandish shit, I think, here and there.
My dogs.
Yeah.
I can't do that accent. I can't do it.
He was the son of a preacher, man, as well. I think his dad was a preacher, and he was from Canterbury or something. You know what? I don't even fucking know.
Do you know who I was looking at who says he's a rapper from the streets?
Yeah.
Like, as in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
He's a guy called Hilfiger. So, like, he's Jack Hill or something.
English guy,
Tommy
American.
Hilfiger's son.
Oh, shit.
Legit Tommy Hilfiger's son.
Yeah.
And he's like covered in fucking inks and says he's like got all like these, says he's a fucking G. His dad sold his company for 1.6 billion. Yeah.
Jesus.
And the kid says he's a rapper.
Hilfiger. I'm looking at
fucking rapper, bruv. And some of his things are about the streets and the streets this and the streets that. And you're like, yo.
Ricky Hill or Rich
Ricky
Hill.
Ricky Hill.
Yeah. Hilfiger.
Your dad is a billionaire, bruv. You've never had like a bad childhood or anything like that.
Jesus, look at this guy's face, man. He looks busted up.
I never heard of him.
This is the first I'm hearing of this motherfucker.
Rick Hill.
Has he got an Instagram account?
Yeah, he's like a fucking artist.
Oh, shit. This him.
Look at this guy.
He's got 65,000 followers. Jesus, he's proper tatted all over his face, man.
When you look at his tunes, the people are like, oh my God, you're so ahead of your time. They're absolutely brilliant. Sensational fucking tune. They are fucking dog shit.
I can't hear any of his fucking songs on here, man.
I'll go this to the one. Video, play that.
You should fasten yours. I'ma go on forever. I know they won't last, of course. I rock back and forth. I'm a rocking horse.
Lie flat like a rotten corpse. Like,
he's not even. Wearing. He's not even wearing Tommy Hilfiger, man. I'd be head to toe in Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah. I'd be like, Dad, you're re-releasing all the 90s shit.
Damn.
Fuck me. I text my mum today and I was like, yo, when did... There was... I told you a million times. We was going to go and live in New York.
Yeah.
And my dad had geared it all up and sent me and my mum there to see if my mum liked it and what's not.
Mm.
And she didn't like it because it rained too much. I was like, Ma, we live in fucking London.
Yeah, exactly.
That was weird. But... I was like, yo, Ma, when did we go? Because I'm looking for these Tommy Hilfiger vintage garms that I bought there. This is when $2 was £1.
Mm.
And I went to Macy's and the woman there told me like what was fucking hot and what was not. You know what I mean? I said, Ma, how old was I today? She said it was 96, 95, 96.
Oh, shit.
So you were 15, 16.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my days.
The
in
peak.
NY.
The peak.
At the peak, bro.
Yeah.
And some of the garms I brought were so fucking good.
I bet.
Like, they were so good. And I've never, ever, ever, and I've looked a billion times. I'm talking like internet, Google search, magazine, cinema, TV. I've never seen those garms again.
Oh, shit.
Like, not a single same one.
Ask your mom if there's a photo of you wearing these garms. She must have a photo.
I'm gonna have to, but
yeah, find out.
Man. I mean, probably not, to be fair, but fucking
we should do
hell,
an episode.
The jumper I had
was
unbelievable.
Okay, yeah.
This is before Tommy Jeans. Tommy Jeans is like 2002. This is like when he had like the graph style handwriting Tommy Hilfiger with a huge pouch here. And all this like loud shit, like New York shit.
Mm.
Bruv.
Now, Tommy was big back in the day. The jackets, though, was the ones I had my eyes on. I remember in the 90s, the Helly Hansen and the Hilfiger ones. Yeah, they were the ones, man. Damn, we should do an episode where we fish out bare photos of us when we were teenagers and just do a fit check of just what we were wearing back then. I got some cool photos, man. Like,
that's quite a good idea.
And highly embarrassing ones, because you know things got baggy, in the 90s. Then it got baggy, to a certain point where, like, it was just ridiculous. Your trousers were, like, peeping over your trainers and shit. Yeah. But you're wearing big-ass fucking basketball boots, so, like, you know. Yeah, I've got some
massive
funny
laces.
Photos.
Do you remember getting a sock?
Mm.
So you'd wear your sock.
Yeah.
And then you'd put another sock
under the tongue.
Just over the toes.
Oh, okay.
And then fold it so it was like had a tongue of like three or four and then put it in your shoe to puff out the
I don't remember doing that, man. I don't remember doing that.
Padding out your socks at the padding out your shoes, it was cool.
I heard people doing it, but I never did that. The most I did with trainers was swap the laces out. I'd buy separate laces and customize them like that. But yeah, not much more than that, to be honest.
I remember padding out my fucking shoes, bro.
Yeah. But you were a bit of a skater, a bit more of a skater than I was. I never really got into the whole skating thing. I did a little bit. I dabbled, but yeah, I never really got into it. But yo, I want to get into this other thing as well, man, before we play another song. This got brought to my attention. Where the fuck did I put it? Is it here? Oh, tell me I didn't get rid of it. Yeah, here. Canterbury Cathedral. Yeah. Recently,
looking like
on October
Peckham
12th.
Car park. Oh,
no, look,
my
look.
Days.
They got some artist, to put artwork all over, graffiti art, they're calling it. I'm putting that in inverted commas, because this is absolutely horrible what this guy did. He stuck them up all over the cathedral. They're actual stickers, though, by the looks
of it. They look like stickers, I was going to say.
They're not, like, actually painted on the wall. And it's, look, it's that fucking font that you can get, that graffiti font that you just get on, like, Word fucking processor, whatever the fuck. And this guy's put loads of, like, these messages around.
The S's on that is illness, sin.
It's horrible. And even J.D. Vance, all these, like, fucking, you know, conservative fucking Christians all saying that it looks horrible. And it does look horrible because it's shit. It's not graph. It's just some poncy fucking bullshit.
Scroll down. Some of the stickers, what does that one say?
So some of them say, "Are you there? And God, what happens when we die?" And the cathedral said it had worked with marginalized communities such as Punjabi, Black and Brown diaspora, neurodivergent and LGBTQIA plus groups during the project.
Wait, what the fuck is neurodivergent? That's the new one for me.
Neurodivergent. I think it's just a nice way to say retarded. I don't know, man. But no disrespect intended.
Surely I'm neurodivergent.
I mean, I think we all are. I think it's a scale. I think it's a, what's it called?
Differing in mental function from what is considered normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like autistic and sweat. Oh, come on, bro.
It's like a scale. Divergent. No, what do they say? There's a word for it. It's like everyone's on the spectrum. That's it. It's a spectrum. It's
why
not like
did
a...
you choose me? What? Why did you what?
Yeah, why did you create hate when love is by far more powerful? Question mark. And why? How? It's just so hard.
Wait, where's this? In that big one?
In the cathedral. In the Canterbury.
In the famous thing, Canterbury.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Canterbury? I've been there. I've been to the cathedral as well. Long time ago.
I don't think so.
Shout out DJ Race and Slippers and all that. Like, there's a big hip hop.
It was founded in 597 AD.
You know who's from Canterbury? One of the illest UK hip hop dudes. Lewis Parker is from Canterbury, man. So
I'm outstanding by 597 AD.
Yeah, it's nuts.
England is fucking old as dick.
Isn't there something like Oxford University is older than the pyramid? No. Is it the pyramid? No, I don't want to fuck this
can't
up.
Can't be the fucking pyramid. BC.
Bruv, I'm telling you, Oxford Uni is older than... Yeah, Oxford University is older than the Aztec Empire. That was it. It was founded in 1325 AD.
Hmm.
So the Aztec Empire, not the pyramids. But still, it's nuts to think about that.
This is fucking outrageous. And then it was rebuilt into 1070 and 1077.
Let's go do an episode fucking at Canterbury Cathedral.
Let's do some real graph and see how fucking nicked we get.
All right, look, I'm going to play a tune and then we'll get into some graph, letter game and all that good stuff. Yeah, I'm going to play Black Sheep Past the 40.
Yo, what's up?
I love this beat. It's just a nice rocking beat to like freestyle to.
Listen, all this shit y'all talking ain't got no frills. We'll pass the 40 around and we'll see who got some skills. I mean,
if you got them, you got them. And if you don't,
you're over. So, Mr. Long, listen, I give this brew to you. But first, I'm going to pour some out for my man Pee Wee. Do what you got to do, all right, Black?
I'm the sugar dick daddy. Fuck what you think. Pass the 40 right by me, cause you know I don't drink. I remain sober when I drop a hit, but I put gum in my ass cause I like to pop shit. When it comes to pulling guns, I might do it, but put your guard up, Black, and I'ma run right through it. Don't sleep on the side, thinking I'm easy to beat, cause I'll be up in that ass like a bike seat. And when it comes to boning, I'm Mr. Erection. See, hoes come by the crib for a free hysterectomy. I've got a dick that I brag about. I put it in fast and I drag it out. Girls, I'll be the special friend. See, cause your man suffers from pseudo penis envy. I do damage. Oh,
The sugar dick is guaranteed to make you come. Now I pass the 40 cause you heard from me. So go get a forklift, CLE.
Well, I'm too young for 40s and too young for blunts. The only thing I'm not too young for is the stunts. The girlies, the ladies, I love it with a passion. But back to the mic cause I'm always down for action. Many MCs fall to the dust. Some will rust cause I bust and I crush. You can't touch it. I'm the child of the wild, flavor of the knob. I gave you plenty of chances, still can fuck with this style. You know, Chi Ali can't be taken past the 40 cause my mama's not looking.
Yo, give me that, kid. Your problems will put you in the morgue.
Listen to how diggity dog.
But about wow, 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 yip, 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 yip. Diggity dog is right, and yes, I'm definitely here to stay. Pass me 40, pass me 40, pass it if you may. Because my Jimmy is hard, and yes, I have a hole to slay. And when I'm fucking up bitches, they go, huh. When I'm fucking up bitches, they go, huh. Y'all drink a 40, I'll drink a Guinness down. And when I see your hoe, I'm out. Yo, baby Chris, pass me the keys to the car. I'm running late for my menage a trois.
Pass it, tap it, and then crack it. Take a small swig, or down it like a pig. You're too tipsy to operate this rig of a mic. You suckers, I strike your flight. Here's a DWI for driving drunk with the mic. From Chi to Long and all those in this fight. Your grip because you're holding it too tight. I'll take a body count, I know my body count is right. Five drunk niggas from my left to my right. It may be your home that I'm with tonight, but it's alright, yo, it's alright. So Dave, my grip is getting weak. Grab the 40 so I can hear you speak.
I live large, caviar and limos. Spend most of my time refusing bullshit demos. Can you understand? Do you understand? Well, let me explain. I'm the A&R man, Dave Gossett. Yes, I rock it. I rip the mic and I stuff pockets. Don't believe me? Ask the sheep, see? They got the money, think it's funny. Always scooping all the honey. Oops.
Yeah, that's enough of that, man. I love that. The whole album, Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, we were talking about dope hip-hop albums. That one is up there for me, man. But let's get into this graph letter game. Ah, before we do that, party people, we have three t-shirts left. They're all small sizes. We got the apricot, we got the light pink, and we got the yellow. So if you got a missus, or if you're short in stature, or if you want to get some for your kids, hit us up, man, please. Let's just get rid of these last few tees, man.
Three more out big of love. All of that batch. It's pretty fucking
it's
good.
Dope. Big up everyone who bought a tee. Dope. We love you, man. Thank you for representing the graph letter game now. Letter W. Who did this? Letter W.
Doubt Wheezy.
That is Senor Doubter. Yes, it is the Doubter. All right, next up.
That was quite a nice piece.
It's a dope piece. I love Doubter, man. He's got that style. Lockdown, schemes, bouncy. Mm. Nice. All right, this one. Maybe a bit more tricky. We've chatted about him on the pod a little bit. He's a youngin.
4Y.
4Y. Yes. There we go.
Damn, son.
Shout out 4Y. Salute, brother. All right.
Town.
Town. Quick on the draw, McGraw.
That's from my era. That's from my station. Come on, Beth. Come on.
I thought you'd clock that. All right. Here's this one. You definitely know. Well, I don't know if you know him personally, but you've seen his graph about. But he's. It's rare you'll see like a proper full on piece by him. But he's, you know, he's got some dope ones in the bag. It's a W in the middle of the word. What are you thinking?
AWE? I don't know.
Nah, not AWE. What do you say if, like, you know, you've given up and you're like, you go,
can't be fucked.
You go, well.
AWEL.
What
do you say if you've given up and you can't be fucked? You say, oh, well.
Oh, well. I don't know.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, because he was doing like a bit more standard kind of dubs, isn't it? And then he went into this style.
He's done a lot of damage, man. Yeah, he's got a bout, but he's got a nice little style.
And when he started this style, I wasn't too into it. But this, now he's obviously perfected that style.
Yeah.
It's a nice piece.
I was looking through some bits of his when I was trying to find a flick of his, and he's got some dope pieces about, because I've only seen bombing and dubs and stuff by him mainly, but yeah, salute
But he was
art
doing like,
well.
proper illegal graph
That's what I'm
pieces in
saying.
that.
Bombing. Well, yeah, that's the thing. Pieces, I didn't see that many of his. I saw a few, obviously, but mainly dubs and bombing. But yeah, to see his pieces is good, man.
I like that feel, man. I like it.
Nice, yeah, with the beiges and the orange yellows and
I
the
like the
pastels.
H. Mm.
Yeah, the H is the, I think, yeah, best letter on there. All right, next one. Ooh.
Kiwi.
Pee-wee? No. Oh, did you say
Kiwi.
Kiwi? Yes, I thought you said
As
Pee-wee.
if
I
I
was
said
like,
peewee.
I don't know. I can hear you. Kiwi on the shutter there. Shout out Kiwi. All right, this one's the easy one.
Wise.
Wise throw up with the W. Salute.
Dead souls.
Is another throwy. A theme. This is a South London dude, man. He shows a lot of
Oh,
love.
wets.
No. He's probably
Wagyu.
watching live right now. Salute.
Gonna get stabbed next time I go south.
Yeah, he's gonna stab you himself. It is Wiko. Big up Wiko. All right, last one. It's a bit of a shoddy photo, but it's on a
English.
nah, New York old school legend. I said I saw one of his tags when we were underneath Bakerloo Station. I was like, oh, I think he's up here. I was joking, though. He's
Is
not.
the whiz.
Is the Wiz. There we go, man. Salute is the Wiz.
What's the top to bottom? Well, top to bottom.
Exactly.
Damn.
Salute that, brother. All right, let's do a couple of graph critiques.
Another person who passed away, man, is the whiz, man. D'Angelo, man.
We're going to go out to a D'Angelo tune. We just found out, literally just before we started recording on Tuesday, 14th of October. Yeah, he passed away. Sad news, man. We'll get into his track in a minute. Let's do a couple bits of graph
51
critique.
years old. That's hurt me, bruv. That has.
I know. It's horrible.
That's
Yeah.
hurt me, man.
All right. This one is a red dub with a white outline and a red one time, white bubbles going through it. It says super or sups. I think it's Supz, SUPZ, Supz.
It can't be subs, can it? It's got to be super, doesn't it? Like, as in, like, the saying of the word.
Yeah, but
Yeah, I
look,
know.
he hasn't connected that bit there, and it's like the opposite of the S. Like, I like how he's mirrored it like that, you know? I always talk about, like, kind of, it's nice to do that kind of,
Yeah,
thing.
the dude can paint. He's got his nice straight letters going on. He's
It's
got
a
the
bit
bends in
rough.
the right bit.
It's a bit rough and rugged, you know,
Like a
quick
dusty
fill,
fill thing. Yeah.
dusty. Yeah, exactly, which is cool. You know what I mean?
But you can still see he can do the letters.
Yeah. The P, though, like style-wise, like look, this bit here is too high
Yeah,
up.
that
You
is
know what I mean?
whip.
That should
Yeah.
be coming there like that. You know what I mean? Again, nitpicking here. Well, it's a bit of a major one, actually, there. You shouldn't be doing mistakes like that. Because look, there, he's done it perfectly here. You know what I mean? Comes out there perfectly. Maybe
So
he
he's
could have
gone for
done.
the old chrome inside chrome border, but red inside red border,
Yeah, it looks
which
like
is
it.
kind of all right with the white outline.
Literally two colors. That's it. You know, and I guess it's a good way of using two colors, for sure, if you're limited to that.
It looks like a real bit of graph.
It's a real bit of graph. Just
It's
he's
got my
got.
stamp of graph approval because a lot of stuff that gets sent in, you're like, is that even
Yeah.
graph? Like, what the fuck are we looking at
Yeah.
here?
It's one of them things. It's
This
not
is
bad.
letters on
It's
a wall
not.
done in a graph style, yeah.
Yeah.
Bosh.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's do one more for that ass. All right, let's get this one out of the way.
One more for that ad. The dude has done a piece in his own house.
Looks like his garden of his house, maybe the side of the shed.
Mate, that looks like it could be back home.
It could be back home. It looks like a
Zoom
nice
back
hot
out.
country,
Zoom out.
yeah.
Let's look at those fucking trees, mate.
Describe it for the watchers, though, first.
Well, it's a word on a wall and it says NIZE, but the I is very confused. It doesn't know which kind of I it's trying to be. And all of the spacing between the negative spacing of the letters is woefully incorrect. But the it's green, it's got faded green and blues and orange dots, black outline and a sort of pinky pink border. Man, I don't know what to say about this, man. I mean, proportionally, it's all right, kind of size-wise. You've got, like, the letters are kind of the same size, is what I'm saying. But, again, it's one of those things where there's, like, what kind of style is this? How comes there's so many different styles going on? The Z's got something different to the I, and the E's got something different to the... But the N's are almost a throw-up. But you can see he's probably... just starting out, like not just starting
out. It looks
out,
like a kid.
You can tell by the hand style as well on the top left. It looks like a ute, yeah.
I hope it's a ute, yeah. Fingers crossed it's a ute because, yeah, there's lots of TB happening here because not that bad, you know, considering this. You see how people try and do a heart at the bottom of their, like a heart arrow thing with little gaps in the sides. Like that's a well-known thing in graph. Obviously that's what this guy is trying to do. He just hasn't quite worked it out. He hasn't put any shadow in the negative space bit where there should be. And it just doesn't have that flex and style to it. And they're harder to do than you think, man. These little heart arrow things that people put.
Look how thin it is on the bars of where it comes out. But how many times when you were doing graph, like learning to do graph, did you do like an eye and then put like the capital bit of the eye, like the bars across the bottom, and then I know I'll stick the dot the above dot. It as well. And it's like we've all done it, bruv.
Yeah, but that's not our work. That's not the end. It's just not done well, man. It just looks shit. But you can do a capital I and then add a dot. I don't have no problem with that. Like you said, there is some consistency in the letters flowing through, except for the I. The I sticks out. He's got the shadow as well covering the N, but it doesn't do it anywhere else. It you know what I mean?
Z, look, the bottom of the Z. The
Oh, yeah, this bit here. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I don't know if that's meant to be like that. I mean,
I think he's just still getting to grips with it because he's got most of it worked out. He gets the angle thing and like he's trying to keep that continuous, which is good. But just, you know, it's just.
Tell you what, the best bit for me is the filling at the top of the Z.
The fades are nice. The kid can fade. I mean, maybe there's a few bits here and there, but yeah, there's nice balance to the fade. Nothing really jars.
The fading done quite well in the top Z.
Yeah, these are nice colors to fade in with each other as well, these greens and blue. I think there's a bit of a bluey green here as well. But yeah, there's still lots of TB. I get with these like extended bits inside, like he's done on the Z and on the N, that makes the N look like a throw up, and then he's added some onto the E as well. I get what he's trying to do. I don't know if it really works, but... You know, you just got to keep at it, bruv, man. But it's neat. It's really neatly done. The lines are confident enough. Some bits maybe more confident than others. I mean, I don't know what else to really
I've just
do.
Sent you a WhatsApp photo of a piece which has got a sensational fade.
Oh,
yes. Done illegally.
Yeah.
And it's very, very nice.
It is very nice. Shall I bring it up on the screen?
Yeah, stick that up there. Have a Frank and Pat.
I will. Sending it over now as we speak.
Fucking hell, I'm hotly botly, bruv. Look at this. Look, can we talk about some of the fade? These are fades done in pitch black.
Yeah.
Pitch fucking black. At first glance, you can't even tell there's different colours in. There's three different colours. It's like two. But
I really like it. I really like the fade.
Dark
blue
at the top, purple at the bottom, and the violet thing in the middle. Come
very
on,
nice,
bro.
Very nice with the orange scheme. Come just on, the orange bro. Scheme looks a little bit here, looks like a little bit like a hanging, like a wash line up to hang, like you want to hang your washing on that.
Yeah, whip, hang some garms on that.
Hang some garms on that.
But it kind of does it on the H.
I know. But just
and it was
me,
one of those ones where you bring it out of the orange and you're like, oh, this is going to, because this is trackside, isn't it? It's going to take a fucking long time if I keep going on like this. Jesus Christ.
It definitely needed some orange in those bits because the E in the middle is in orange with yellow bits in it. I really like that as well. The pink with the other like fluorescent pink going around it. It's not and it pings as well. I went past it the other day on the train, pings out.
Did you?
When we went to do
I
that,
seen it.
You remember because it's a really easy spot. This isn't some difficult spot, but it's up, you know, it's on the central line. And when we went first before, because you didn't finish it, we went back to finish it.
Mm.
But
oh, the clays.
Yeah, we were in there and then we were like, okay, we're like, I'd finished my thing. You were still like kind of halfway. You hadn't put an outline, nothing. And then I looked to the left and I'm like, fuck, I see two torches like that. Just, you know, you could see the torches before you see the people. They were coming out of a tunnel. Yeah. I was like, fuck, come on, can we get behind it? Hopefully they just walk past. And we're sat in this bush now. And they're like just faffing about literally in front of where we were painting. And we're on this. And the thing is, in this bush, it was all just rubbish in there, just empty plastic bottles and cans. Yeah. Like beer cans. So any movement, you're going. Just lifting the weight off one of your feet, you're just making bare noise. And we were like, for fuck's sake, sitting in this fucking thing. Then you managed to go through the bush out the other side and climb up. And then you're at the top sending me text messages going, yeah, no, I think they're going to go. I think they're going to go. And like, I'm waiting in this bush, spiders all over me. You know, I hate spiders, man. I get freaked out.
Then looking and there's a billion clothes.
Then bear of them start turning up and they're coming from the station. They're coming from that side. I'm like, oh, man. And so I'm just, and you're like, just fucking come, man. Let's get out. Didn't one of them come up to you?
Yeah, one of them came up, took a photo of the that throw up that's on that bridge.
Oh, the Nego.
Went, all right, mate.
And the I Nego went, face.
All right. Yeah, the Nego face. I was like, all right. You know, but it was weird because it's like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's raining. And I'm just standing there on a bridge, just like looking on the stairs bit, just looking over like that. Thinking, this is so fucking bait.
It was funny.
It was the baitest thing of all time.
But big up. That's a really dope piece, man. I really like it a lot, man. All right, brother, let's call it a night there, man. Let's go out to rest in peace, D'Angelo, man. His biggest hit, I think his biggest hit. He did quite a few big hits. He featured on a lot of people's
stuff. There's that driving one, and there's How Does It Feel?
Mm.
And there's this one.
His latest album, which came out, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago now. So there's some dope tunes on that as well, man. Like, the guy was incredible artist. Yeah, there were some dope tunes on that, man. I feel to play it. Maybe next episode.
Him, man.
But, like, look at the AI song we came into, that soulful Cruising. AI.
Yeah.
You know, D'Angelo was the real deal, basically, of that stuff. You know, he was like a hip-hop aesthetic, hip-hop. He came from that hip-hop stuff, and he was down with all of them, obviously, the Aquarians or whatever they were called, with Erykah Badu and Questlove and Mos Def. Like, he was down with all them lot, and had a lot of that hip-hop aesthetic, but with that really cool soulful.
Whose tune? He featured on some tunes, though.
Big tunes. He did a big tune with Method Man. What was it called? Oh no, with Gangstar. Yeah. He did one with Method Man, and he did one with Gangstar about the next
Biggie.
No, I don't think he did a tune with Biggie, but the tune with Method Man was dope.
Left and right, left, right, left, right.
Do you mind? Can I, instead of Brown Sugar, can we play the one he did with Method Man?
The Roots, that was it. The Roots,
yeah, with The Roots, yeah. Makeups to breakups, makeups to breakups, man. Can we play that instead, brother? Because I really like that tune with Method Man and D'Angelo.
But he was on Left and Right as well. Left, right. You like this makeup to breakup? Play the whatever tune you want, man.
Let's go. I love this tune, man.
Your ad block is working pretty well.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Ex-girlfriend, how you been? I see you still trying to mess with other women, man. Remember when I first met you in my
car? All right, peace party people, we out. Episode 153. Salute my brother Themos, Arms House to your mom's house. Press the like button. Subscribe to the YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube, man. Come on, get involved. Peace, party people. Much love. Join the Patreon. All that jazz.
Arms House butters everything else. Everything else.
A week later, we was crushing on your mama couch.
Mama's couch.
Check that big girl, they don't cry. But they show lie. Look you in the eyes.
That's the radio edit, bro.
You and I, till the day we die.
What's the video?
Leave me alone. Fly tenderoni, but you phoned. Should have listened when my mama told. Soon as I turn my back, you try to F my homies. That was then, this is now. I got a new friend. Ever since I cut them loose, since you wanna add strife to my life. That make me think twice about leaving the wife even. Picture that.
Short jacket.
When you had me, now you on your third baby dad. And you hate to see your brother have me. So you try your mad ways to trap me. Looking at my girl nasty, trying to throw the
over here trying to act like me.
I'm just gonna let you be.
though. It's always you when you're crushing them. Crew be acting new. Let me find out y'all messing with boo, and y'all gon' feel it. Waiting for the day that you front and catch a lump from a black butterfly. Dead on, pack a lullaby, I sleep on her. She said you tried to creep on her. Up in the morning, didn't know she had to reach on her. My boo, she go ahead and walk her dogs and represent woo to the fullest. You and her can shoot the fair one. I bring the, you know what I'm saying? Stop playing. You and them beastly looking broads acting like y'all hurting something. Go ahead with that, boo. Tired of the game, the lie, the feeble alibis. Now you stuck with the next guy, a thug figure, derelict, be acting bug figure. Show this Mr. Mad Love, but get no love, sister. Stupid. Plus I heard that he be beating on you. I seen him at the club cheating on you. With your best friend, got you stressing and used up. Pull your shoes up. All you need's affection, but your head is in the wrong direction. Trying to make this brother.
Now you know what, I'm playing Brown Sugar, man, as well. Salute, D'Angelo, man. It's got to be done. It was my ad.
But yeah.
Back in the days, when knows about the you go to.
This is such a classic track, man. I haven't heard it in a long time, man.
This one was a Method Man track. This... Constantly, that's why my eyes are a blood burgundy. Brown sugar, babe.
I don't know how to behave.
Your brown sugar. When did this come out? This is when I was at the height of my Tommy Hilfiger vintage.
Let me guess. This came out in 96, 97. Maybe 98. Nah, 96.
1995. Exactly when I was in New York. You love me right down to my knees. Down to my knees. And whenever you let, me hit it. Sweet like honey when it comes to me. Skin is caramel with the cocoa eyes. Even got a big sister by the name of Chocolate Top. Brown sugar, babe. I guess high off of love, don't know how to behave. Seen the video to this since I used to rush home from school and watch MTV.
Yeah, man.
Rest in peace, man. Fuck me, man. Always down for all my nauseous wine, but I think I'm here to solo. Hold my niggas don't lie. Stick out my tongue and I'm about ready to hit this pretty, pretty bitty with persistence. Yo, I don't think y'all hit me. Brown sugar, babe. I get high off of love, don't know how to behave. Oh, man. Everyone's fucking dying, man. 51 years old, man.
That's sad, man.
Used to be in fucking brilliant fucking shape.
Yeah.
part of my life.
And that's him playing the keys as well. He played piano. Rest in peace, brother D'Angelo. All right.
Cool. That's why we're so cool, because we had shit like that coming out when we were 15.
Yeah, boy.
You lot had fucking people more moist than Justin fucking Bieber. Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?